Hi, this is Steve Pike, director of the Pink Palace family of museums with another Memphis Moment. Founded in 1962 by the late entertainer Danny Thomas, St. Jude Children's Research Hospital has a world-renowned pediatric cancer treatment center studying cancers of acute lymphoblastic leukemia, known as ALL. In the past 40 years, medicine has made great strides in the treatment of ALL, increasing the five-year survival rate from 15% in the 1960s to over 80% today. However, the survival rates for African-American children still lag behind that of white children. Dr. Ching-Hon Pui, chair of oncology at St. Jude, has led a major study of the factors contributing to the poor treatment outcomes of black children with ALL. The St. Jude study showed that when patients have equal access to care and a more aggressive treatment plan, they have an equal chance of survival, regardless of race. At the cutting edge of cancer research and treatment, the drug protocol at St. Jude involves a more intensive administration of chemotherapy. While at most cancer centers, chemotherapy treatment involves a four-drug cocktail, at St. Jude, patients receive two rounds of a six-drug treatment plan. St. Jude's more aggressive approach has led to a higher survival rate for both African-American and white children with ALL. In advancing pediatric cancer research and treatment, the medical team at St. Jude is living up to Danny Thomas's saying, "No child should die in the dawn of life." To learn more about race and its relationship to biology, visit the Pink Palace Museum's exhibit, Race, Are We So Different? Or on Facebook or at memphismuseums.org.